We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. It calls to us. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives richer, calmer, and frankly, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby or trails worth traveling to and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Whether you're looking for a laid-back walk with family or something more adventurous to get your heart pumping, AllTrails gives you the tools you need to get out there and find your outside. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Carter's has your family covered for every summer first. First steps, first swim lesson, or first sleepover. Our clothes help kids and parents have their best summer ever, thanks to comfy design and easy dressing details. Generations of families have trusted our must-haves for babies, toddlers, and kids. Designed to shine season after season. Visit Carter's.com to shop the latest styles or find a Carter's store near you.
Radio you can touch.
Showtime.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Here we go.
Ready.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
Now you feel good because Max, who has a sense of humor of a pie.
Who threw those pies?
Oh, I threw the pies.
Either I'm losing it, my grasp on humor. I mean, I don't know, man.
Jeff Lutz.
Just be honest. The Downtown Athletic Club has no idea what you're doing. They don't know you exist.
Hey, listen. There's a phone call for you.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
No logic, no reason, no explanation. Just a prolonged nightmare.
Are you ready? Let's go!
We are back. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio. I'm Bob Lutz. Jeff Lutz, my co-host, Max Power, my producer and engineer.
Whatever.
869-1240, my phone number.
Really? Is that your phone number? We can just call you that at that any time of the day?
That's our phone number, but I got into a my mindset.
I don't think that's yours. I think that's been around for a while. Why did 436 change to 869?
That I don't know. I'm not aware of that. I didn't look into it at the time.
Why didn't you?
Because I didn't care.
What happened to the 436 numbers?
I don't care.
Maybe Tony can come on and tell us.
Tony's never been on this show.
He would, though. And sure he has.
Yeah, we had a nice lunch with Tony and a young woman from corporate. They wanted to talk to me a little bit, so.
Well, good. I got a free lunch out of the deal. Works for me.
And Tommy, our sales manager. So good stuff. How do you think we left that? Do you think she was duly impressed?
I have no idea. I don't know if I gave it another thought after.
Really?
Except the little idea that I had.
Well, again, I almost blurted out. Watch out! This guy has more ideas than Albert Einstein.
Well, that's good.
But. Listen, there's no way you're going to do that.
Sure, okay.
Why are you being like this?
I mean, say whatever you want. I mean, I think that's mean, but hey, we'll do what you got to do.
It's not mean, it's based on history. You keep piling things on, and they don't last, so.
I'll figure it out.
Well, no, you won't figure it out.
Sure, I will.
Why are you being so abrupt?
Why are you being so discouraging? I don't like that. I don't like that.
It's not discouraging.
I don't like that side of you. Be nice.
I would, if you didn't have the track record, I'd be all over it.
I don't know that I do have that track record.
You want me to go through it?
Sure.
The there's what do you call that series you started?
Wichita's Finest.
Wichita's Finest.
I did. I blogged for ProWrestling.net for a long time. That's not something that I just gave up. I still have my job at Channel 12, which is where that come from. So it wasn't a piling on thing. It was just a series. Podcast thing I tried, didn't work out. Something wrong every time I tried it. I think...
buying an NBC team.
Oh, please.
What?
Like I have that kind of money.
Well, you said you're going to look into it.
Well, I said, how would that work? I think I did drum lessons. I still drum to this day and have gotten better and practice and enjoy it. So, yeah, I don't think I have any kind of track record of quitting or
Once
giving
I
up.
Once I see that Joe Auer piece, I'll never say another word.
Yeah, you will.
No,
I
won't.
You'll find something else
that one means a lot to me.
It does?
Yeah, because I value Joe Auer.
So do I.
And he deserves that.
I agree.
And if you write that piece, I'll be forever grateful.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd like to read it.
Well, I'll do my best.
You know, our friends at the Wichita Eagle, Jamie Green and Travis Hying, are doing a documentary on the statue theft. And by the way, we'll be putting the new statue up 2 weeks from today over at McAdams Park. And we invite you to stop by.
What's
if
that
you
date?
Do, if you do, get there early, August 5th, because there's going to be a lot of people there. And it starts at 6 o'clock, and I hope to see a bunch of people. It's going to be a big, 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 big night for us. But they're working on this documentary, and obviously we're getting to the point now where once the statue goes up, they'll start to put all that together.
It's a heck of a deal.
They've done two documentaries, one on Father Capon, which won an Emmy, a Heartland Regional Emmy, and the other on the Marion Record, which was nominated for an Emmy.
Yeah, as it should be.
And this is their third sojourn into the documentary field, and it's been interesting to watch them work. Just Saturday, they interviewed my wife. And I'm curious to see how that all comes
together.
So they're
kind of saving me for the end, you think? Or
I don't know if they're going to talk to you. We talked about it, but I don't know. I kind of wish they would, but I'm not here to tell them how to do their job.
Joking.
No, you weren't.
They can do whatever they want.
There's always some truth to what you say.
There's some.
Well, that's what I mean.
But if they don't, they don't.
Well, there's some. There's
I'm not
some...
heavily involved in the story of League 42, so it's their choice, I guess.
Well, I did send them a text you sent me. They wanted a screenshot of my text with my wife on that day. And I sent them that where my immediate reaction was to throw up my hands and say I'm done, which is, you know, I'm not proud of that, but that's how I felt. And so I sent them a screenshot of your text.
What did mine say?
Something about, you know, whatever. I don't remember. Just
guess.
Yeah, something about
I don't remember.
You admired my strength at the time of a very difficult thing.
You're welcome.
Yeah, there you go. So, yeah. So the statue, again, goes up in a couple of weeks. I did go visit with the only person who's been arrested, charged, and pleaded to the crime on Friday at the courthouse. I'm not going to talk publicly yet about how that all went, but I did do it. And at some point, hopefully I'll be able to share my thoughts. That sentencing takes place in 10 days or thereabouts, 11 days, a week from Friday.
August 2nd, right?
Yeah. So a lot coming up. It's been a whirlwind of emotions, thoughts, activities. We got through a baseball season, and here we are in the aftermath of that. Quite a deal. Major League Baseball is I'm supposed to talk with their representatives a little bit later today. And they're going to send a group here to Wichita to be involved in the statue unveiling. And I can't wait to tell you some of the people who are going to be here, but I haven't gotten clearance to do so yet.
That's all right.
What do you mean it's all right?
We'll be excited when you are able to reveal those names.
Well, I look forward to it.
Sure.
I believe the Royals are sending some people down from Kansas City for the event. I know of at least one. I think they're going to send several. So it's going to be exciting.
It will be exciting.
Who's going to be there from News 12?
I don't know. Whoever's working Nightside. Roman, Rachel. Not Roman. Maybe Roman, but I was thinking of Brandon Stitt.
Well, I'd like to get a live shot on an anchor out there for that.
Well, I'm sure that will happen.
I'd like to see Michael Schwanke out there, frankly.
I don't know if Michael Schwanke will be out there or not.
Well, I'd like to see it.
It would be nice, wouldn't it?
And then maybe Jeff Herndon from...
I don't know who that is.
Well, he's over at Channel 3.
I know who Jeff Herndon is, and I enjoy him, and I respect him, and I like him, in fact.
Well, there you go. So,
yeah.
You know, who's the main anchor at 10 now? Do you know?
Deb Ferris?
I'd love to see Deb Ferris out.
She's still there, right? I'm not speaking out of turn.
Yes. So that's all coming up. Let's get to our friend Max. Max, it's always a pleasure. Not our producer friend Max, but Max Lazo. Hey, Max.
Bob, Jeff, how are you? You guys been good? Good to hear from you. Thanks for taking my call.
We're hearing from you.
I might call you if I had your number, but I don't know.
Well, I had to chime in, Bob. Speaking of phone numbers, I asked you for your number over social media, trying to get some representatives of the League 42 golf tournament at Sand Creek last summer, and couldn't get you to send me the digits. What's up with that?
I don't remember you even asking for my number. If you want to hang on with Max, if you want to hang on with Max after the call, Max, I give you permission to give Max my phone number.
I appreciate that, Bob. I got a lot of good things to send your way. I want to bring more exposure to League 42, the golf tournament at Sand Creek. Last year, as you know, was a lot of fun. You were there. You did a little stand-up comedy skit during the awards ceremony, which I appreciated. Oh, yeah. Bob had some good jokes. I think it was one of the prizes that he won. I don't remember. I'll butcher it. But you know,
I don't remember.
He had the crowd working in that room, and it was obvious to see why he's a great fundraiser for League 42 because he draws a lot of attention.
Now, I mean, if you just hear me talk, you want to open up your wallet, right?
That's what I was thinking about giving you money just now. It's very influential.
Well, the reason for my call is I just chimed in. You know, I just popped in my truck. I'm driving down the road, and I hear Bob say Father Cape, and I hear him pronounce it Capon. Now, I don't know if that was intentional as like a little dig to the Cape and grads or if that was...
No, I believe that's actually how he said his name.
That is how he said his name. It was Capon.
Yeah. So it's the Capon people who have taken that name and transformed it.
I will agree to disagree there, which brings me to my next point.
Max, hold on. That's how he pronounced his name.
Go watch the documentary, Max. Being a Capon guy, I'm shocked you haven't.
I've just, you know, in the 4 years I went to school there, all the faculty and staff, I never heard anyone say Capon. So maybe we're all wrong. I'm totally, my brain is in a blender now. Let's skip to my next point. The League 42 Jackie Robinson statue, great to hear that it's coming back. I loved seeing all the exposure that you're getting from that. The representatives from Major League Baseball, the Royals, the names that you will soon be unveiling. I got to say, it was tragic what happened, but you got to see the silver lining in all of it. I mean, you would have never had this much attention on League 42 had it not happened. I think it's
well. There's it's a whole amazing. Philosophical discussion to have with all that. I get it. Several years ago, we had a burglary, and a bunch of our equipment was taken, and that became public. And we replaced that equipment four times over with new donated equipment from generous people in Wichita and beyond. And now this happens, and we lose a statue, but what we've gained in visibility, notoriety, and funding has completely overshadowed the loss of the statue. Now, I would not want to go through this again. I certainly hope we never do. I hope the statue's there for the next 100 years. But there's no doubt that there is a very bright silver lining to all of this.
I love to hear it. I try and, you know, look at the positives in every situation, and I think this is great, kind of what's happening. I know you've put a lot of time and effort into League 42, so it's good to see all the attention that it's getting. So congratulations, sir.
And all right, Max, we appreciate hearing from you, and don't forget to hang on the line, and Max Power will give you my phone number, okay?
Absolutely. Last thing, somebody sent me a snippet last week. Jeff brought my name up. He said it would be good to hear from me. So that's another reason for my call. Jeff, I appreciate you throwing my name out there, and life's good.
Did you just have a child? If so, I think congratulations.
Got a little baby, maybe a soon to be League 42 star. We'll see.
Well, we can only hope. We can only hope. And maybe you'll be the coach. That would be even better.
She'll be going to Cape Inn, Mount Carmel.
Good for her. Just teach her to pronounce it correctly, and we'll be all good.
Oh,
thanks, Max.
Yeah, we're good. We got it correct. See you guys.
Max, our friend, who we don't hear from often, but when we do, we always appreciate it. 869-1240.
You think Max will look into that?
Into what?
Into the
I don't know. I would think that any Cape Inn grad or anybody who has an affinity for that school would want to know that story.
You would think, yeah.
But I don't know. I mean,
we all thought it was Father Capon, and then the situation happened with his remains being returned, and we all learned that it is not Father Capon, it's Father Capon.
Well, it was a great work by Jamie and Travis and everyone involved, and then they did the one on the Marion record, and I'm just very touched that they chose to do this one on the Jackie Robinson statue theft and League 42. And I'm self-serving, but I can't wait to see it.
I'm sure it'll be great.
I hope. I mean, I think it will be.
I'm sure it will be.
They're very good journalists.
Yeah, and good filmmakers and talented people.
So anyway, that's kind of where all that is. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll do our Bob and Jeff draft. Don Henley solo song. We're both huge Don Henley fans. I have been since 1972. Jeff has been since 1994.
1982, I would say.
Yeah, 1994 when they reformed.
Oh, please. Please.
To some degree.
He was putting out solo albums that I burned out with so much time on the record player.
We'll be back. You're listening to The Bob and Jeff Show.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
KFA. All right, we are ready to compete. The Bob and Jeff Draft, a normal now, Monday staple of the show. We'll see how long that continues. We may move it around when football season starts because there'll be a lot of football to talk about on Monday.
There probably will, maybe.
So let's get it going here, Max. Let's hear some music. And
Henley music?
We'll pick 8 Don Henley songs apiece. Max will weigh in with the list he thinks is best, and then we'll put it on Twitter along with last week's list of former Shocker players who reached the big leagues, which I neglected to get out there.
That's all right. Sans Joe Carter.
You going to flip the coin?
Yeah, call it.
Tails.
What is it?
Tails.
All right. What are you going to do?
Well, you know what I'm going to do.
We'll do it.
Because I believe this song will win it. Boys of Summer.
It's hard because the two I'm about to take are among my favorites. And
among?
Might be in.
What did you just say?
Among.
Why'd you say that like that?
Among? What is this?
Among.
Among.
Nobody says among.
Among my favorites.
Nobody says that.
I do, because I'm an intelligent person. They're among my favorites.
Why do you have to put a drawl on it?
That's what I'm saying. I wouldn't
Mike
talk
Furches
like that.
Mike Furches isn't smart because he has a southern drawl?
That's correct.
So you're saying Mike Furches.
What?
Isn't smart.
Is he?
Mike, if you're listening, I'd like you to become 30 years younger and just pound Jeff into the... what are your two songs?
Like I said, it's going to be tough to balance my favorites with those that are more popular. But since these two are among my favorites, I will select them anyway. Dirty Laundry and The Heart of the Matter.
Well, two picks that I expected.
Can't miss tunes right there.
Both great. No question about it. Now I get two.
That's how it works.
And I look forward to these two songs that I'm going to pick.
Hit them.
Because both were hits. I'm not going to pick the one that I love, but I am going to pick two songs here that I believe will fit very well into my list.
Do it.
The End of the Innocence. And The Last Worthless Evening.
That might be my favorite Don Henley song.
You're done now, aren't you? That was it.
No, like you said, if you win, you're going to win on the strength. Now I might have to go outside of my comfort zone and pick a song for its popularity, even though it's not my favorite. That's not the case with my first pick in this round.
Just make a pick.
Which is Sunset Grill.
Ugh.
Really? Song's awesome.
That song is okay.
It's great.
What Henley song isn't great?
No, that one's great.
What one isn't?
Damn It Rose? I don't know. It's still pretty good. And my next pick is going to be, unfortunately, I gotta do it, All She Wants to Do Is Dance.
So you don't like that song?
Not as much.
Okay. Well, why'd you pick it then?
For popularity's sake. Now those days might be over of picking songs for popularity.
Next for me, I have two here. This is tough. This gets tougher now.
A little tougher.
Because there's many songs I like. I will pick Talking to the Moon. Because that's simply one of my favorite all-time songs.
It's darn good.
From his very first record. And next, I will take the song, oh boy, this song used to be a theme for this show, maybe the morning show, Driving with Your Eyes Closed.
There you go. We were writing down. Sorry for the dead air there, everybody.
Who do you have for your next
two? I'm going to go two that are in my top five at the worst. Not popular, not maybe even known, but I'm going with them. Lila and A Month of Sundays.
Both good songs.
Both incredible songs.
But no one will look at them and say, I got to pick.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to win this draft, but I'm okay with it because I kept my integrity.
Well, I'm keeping my integrity.
Yeah, Driving with Your Eyes Closed.
I love Driving with Your Eyes Closed.
It's all right.
No, I love it.
It's okay.
No, I love it. Don Henley songs, a category. I got to pick this one because it was played at my wedding. So was another Don Henley song. Everything is different now.
You're certainly winning the most words, most letters.
And next, I will pick. Boy, that's a good song. This was such a popular song when it was released. Everybody tuned in to ER just to hear it. It was played for the very first time on that television show as George Clooney and Julianne Margulies looked at each other in the eyes with tremendous passion. And the song broke out, and it was just a moment
did?
In time. Taking You Home.
Yeah, that's not even about romance.
What do you mean, taking someone home?
Yeah, it's about his child.
Well, that's not how I viewed it.
I viewed it
as George Clooney and Julianne Margulies. Go home.
They badly... They badly misinterpreted the theme and message of that song. Okay. Do I go with my other two that are... Man, I can't... I already lost, right? So... By picking the last two. So I'll pick my next two favorites, which I gotta narrow down from three.
Let's go. Gosh.
I don't like leaving any of these songs on
Let's
the table.
Just pick.
But I'm definitely gonna select You're Not Drinking Enough.
Okay, what else?
And then we have a tough choice between that one. And that one. But I'm going to go with the song off of his debut album, track 4, Nobody's Business.
That's
a great song. Thank you.
It's an okay song.
It's an awesome song.
My final pick will be from... will be from the Cass County record because he deserves something from that record.
Well, you better go track five.
I love that song, but I'm not. I'm going to go on the Merle Haggard duet, The Cost of Living.
Track two.
Which is tremendous. And maybe I get a Merle Haggard fan or two.
Maybe.
To buy in.
Yeah, take a picture of this. Would have been a good one. Miss Ghost was the one I was thinking about taking, but feel terrible. Can I change that out for
no.
All she wants to do is dance?
Nope. My eight Don Henley solo songs are Boys of Summer, The End of the Innocence. I think it's over right there. I can't believe he didn't take The End of the Innocence.
Well, I took Dirty Laundry and Heart of the Matter. What do you want from me?
The Last Worthless Evening.
Great song. Can I have that?
Talking to the Moon. Driving with Your Eyes Closed. Everything is Different Now. Taking You Home. And The Cost of Living. Yours are Dirty Laundry.
I'll read mine.
Heart of the Matter.
Dirty Laundry. Heart of the Matter. Sunset Grill. All she wants to do is dance. Lila. Month of Sundays. You're Not Drinking Enough and Nobody's Business.
Max, come on in.
Come on in, Max.
Hello.
Give us your thoughts.
How could you guys ignore New York Minute?
I know. I thought very hard about New York.
Johnny can't read.
I thought very hard about that one.
I didn't think very long about that one. Didn't even make my initial list.
And I thought very hard about Man with a Mission.
I didn't.
Well, that's too bad. I love that song.
It's fine.
So, yeah, but, you got to pick.
I thought very hard about Not Enough Love in the World, maybe?
No, you didn't. You didn't think hard about it because you just struggled to
come up with
it. I
wrote it down. I was seeing what the songs I wrote down, and most of them were taken.
You didn't think hard about it.
Not really.
What do you think, Max? Who has the best list?
Oh, I want to say I'm impressed that you guys went to album cuts instead of just singles. That's good. A lot of these I never heard of. I never had to play them.
Well, maybe we need to play some of these. Yeah, you like my list best?
I like them because I like Sunset Grill.
Yeah, Sunset Grill's great. Heart of the Matter's great. But The End of the Innocence is just a phenomenal song.
Did win a Grammy.
I'm going to go slightly with Bob's list.
Of course you are.
I'm okay with it.
I'd much rather see what the people of Twitter say if he remembers to put it up.
Exactly. I'm going to lose 100-0 probably, but
always a question.
I kept my integrity, and that's all that matters.
All right. Well, we will get it up on Twitter, at Bob Lutz, at KFH Radio. Please be on the lookout, and please vote. I'll also get last week's Twitter poll up. Shocker players who went on to play in the big leagues, who had the best list there. Check it out.
Me.
869-1240 is the phone number. Bob and Jeff here for the last full segment on a Monday show. Tomorrow, as I said, Denise Neal will be among our guests. Nobody says among.
Smart people do. Go listen to them.
Well, I certainly don't hear one on this show
scholars,
outside of me.
Type in scholars saying among, and you'll be amazed.
What's wrong with you, really?
What do you mean?
You've deteriorated.
I have? From what to what?
What do you think of your new couch?
Love it. Hanging out on it a lot.
Sleeping a lot on it?
Not as much. I don't want it to turn into that. I mean, weekends, absolutely, yes. Might lounge and take a nap, but it's a recreational. You know what I'm saying?
Not really.
I don't want to see it as I got to get up from here to go be responsible. So I'll sleep in the bed. But I am alone all week.
Where is the family?
Colorado again.
Really?
Yeah.
Why didn't you go?
They're going. They went. I got to work.
When are they back?
Friday.
And no wind surge?
Correct.
Wow, what are you going to do?
I don't know. It's going to be lonely.
What are you going to do?
Hang out with the cats, I guess.
Well, that's too bad. At least you got baseball games.
Watch some baseball. Yeah.
You got the Aftershocks tonight. I'm sure you don't have Fox Sports 1.
I actually do.
Well, you
have all the Fox Sports channels.
Then you can watch that.
Could. We'll see.
The KU game's not on. It's on some TBT online thing.
I think it'll be on the app, the Fox Sports app.
I don't do apps.
Well, I do, because that's what I have.
You mean on your TV?
Yeah. Pretty sure I could have watched them.
Well, I'm going to watch the Cardinals
Saturday.
And Pirates.
Well, I'm going to watch the Guardians and Tigers until...
At 8 o'clock, we'll tune over and watch the Aftershocks.
I'm out.
My wife is a huge Shocker basketball fan, and when you add Connor Frankamp to it, it's almost...
Connor got a little banged up at the end of the...
I didn't see that.
Had to come out of the game with a little knee, but I was told he's doing okay.
Who told you?
Wyatt. He works at WSU. He's one of our official score guys, and he's down there for the TBT, helping out the broadcast and stuff.
Well, there you go. Why'd you have a conversation with Wyatt?
Because I was working with him yesterday.
Big crowd at Riverfront?
No, I don't remember really much about yesterday's crowd, but Saturday was really good. No, Friday was when I was there. Friday was a really good crowd. Yesterday seemed okay. It was a fast one, 2-1.
I got to take my team out there, and I got to get my wife out there for a night in the Fidelity Bank Club. You know, that's what I like.
Yeah.
No, I really do.
You wouldn't want to be seen down there with
them. No, I don't mind being seen.
I've never seen a game there as a fan. Can you believe that?
Well, I don't understand that.
It's crazy.
I don't mind going down in the where everyone sits. I don't mind that at all.
Yeah, I've never seen
a game
like from the seats.
I going to the Fidelity Club.
Fidelity Club's a wonderful option.
I've got the money to do it. Why wouldn't I?
Yeah, well, of course.
Well, I mean, really.
How much is it?
You don't need to know.
That's what I thought.
It's not cheap.
Well, we spend our money on what we want to spend our money on,
I
guess.
And I don't do it that often. It's not like I'm up there every night.
No.
But I like the food they serve up there. I like the view.
It's a good atmosphere.
You go out and you sit on the balcony and you got a great seat. And it's fantastic. It's a remarkable ballpark. And
yes.
We're lucky to have it. And never lose sight of that.
Hard not to love it. Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah?
I was going to say something, but I don't want to take any shots.
What were you going to say?
Well, the playing surface, it's been in rough shape because of the weather and the heat. They had to re-sod it. So it's not as pristine as it normally is.
Well, the heat will get you.
It will.
And not no rain. I mean, it's tough.
Yeah, there's a lot of dead spots out there. It's unfortunate, but I know that Ben and his crew are going to have it as...
Well, they're the best in the business.
...as ready as possible.
They're the best in the business.
Because they are the best in the business.
You were going to take a shot.
No, I wasn't.
Sounded like it. You just said you didn't want to take a shot.
I just don't want to see anything like slowly deteriorating. I want it to be a first collaboration, and you can't do anything. I'm not even talking about the surface. You can't do anything about that. But spelling guys' names wrong on the video board. We lost the radar gun. No one seems to be. I just want everything to be
as it is. Bring that to the attention of Mr. Miller.
Jay's on top of things, I think.
He'll take care of it. Let me tell you right now, there's no one who wants a first-class operation more than Jay Miller.
100%. The organization is in very, very good hands.
Well, there you go. All right. You've got baseball tonight. I've got baseball tonight. Baseball is first and foremost on our minds as we get through these dog days. I'm ready for the trade deadline. Is July the worst sports month?
No, absolutely not.
What do you have?
I don't know. I don't consider it bad because
what do you have, though?
So much baseball stuff going on.
Yeah, but what do you have, really?
That's about it.
You got the All-Star game.
So if you're looking for...
You got the WNBA All-Star game, which that was really entertaining because they were playing the Olympic team. And there was a lot to prove on both sides.
And who won?
and Caitlin Clark, the WNBA All-Star.
That's what I thought.
And Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese on the same team. I'll tell you right now, my friend, I've been around sports a long time. This is pretty amazing. What the WNBA, the amount of attention it's getting right now.
Well earned.
Pretty remarkable.
Caitlin Clark should have been on the Olympic team.
Caitlin Clark has brought it to this level. But it maybe should have been there all along.
Yeah, there's no...
There is a point to be made that it's more entertaining watching women's basketball than men.
Really? I'd have to consider that. I'm not ready to make a...
You haven't watched much
either way.
Caitlin Clark or WNBA.
Not a lot.
Give it a shot.
I will. Where do you find it?
Well, look for it.
Okay, I'll look for it. That's not a way. It's not a good way to bring fans on board.
On ESPN.
Telling them to look for it.
No. It's on ESPN.
Okay, well, I'll look for it.
That's what I just said.
I'll do it. What do you want from me?
I mean, I don't get it. Tonight, for instance, you have a game on ESPN late. New York and L.A. You have a game on Prime Video tonight. Phoenix and Chicago. And you have a game on ESPN3. Tomorrow, Indiana plays. What's ION? What network is that?
ION?
Yeah, but what network is it?
I don't know. I don't know. Thought it was that Oprah's network?
Saturday, you got two games, a doubleheader on CBS. And then Sunday, you've got an afternoon game on ABC, Seattle and Indiana, and then a game on NBA TV.
Yeah.
They're making their mark, man. This is amazing to me.
Yeah, it's good exposure for the young ladies.
Why are you so unenthused?
What are you talking about?
I got to have somebody on this show who can go toe-to-toe with me.
About what?
Everything. Not, that's good exposure for the young ladies.
Well, what do you want me to say?
Say something.
What?
I say something.
Okay. No, you don't. You just read a list of games. That's not saying anything.
Yeah, but I'm giving you an example. You said, what are they on? I'm telling you.
Okay.
That's why I'm looking
say,
at
hey,
it.
Hey, they're mostly on ESPN, and that's all you needed
no,
to say.
No, I'm not saying
well,
that.
Well, they got ION against Mohegan
Sun.
Yeah,
I want to know that. I want to know all about it.
I don't.
I want to know if I have ION. Look it up.
You do. I looked. Said you do.
What do you mean? I've never heard of it.
Does this house have ION television? It said yes.
I want to know where to find it and who's on it.
I don't know.
Mr. Lack of Energy over here today.
I can't answer that question.
If you tune into this show and you hear a lack of energy, it won't be from me.
What do you have, DirecTV?
Yes. What channel?
305.
Well, why do I have three games? I got two games listed on ION Friday.
Well, that's because they
both at 6:30. How does that work?
If you want to watch a lot of Blue Bloods, Chicago Fire, and FBI, ION is your network.
I tell you what, that's not a bad lineup.
But they're on all the time. Chicago PD for 900 episodes in a row. They just run constant marathons. Bull.
You know how many of us elderly people love those shows?
Yeah, that's why.
Do you understand
that's
that?
Why they exist for old folks.
But do you really understand it?
What do you love about them? What about them?
FBI, it starts with a crime. And in 1 hour, they wrap it up.
Is that what old people like?
I love it.
People getting busted for crime?
I love watching that. Never watched Blue Bloods, but I know a lot of my contemporaries do because Tom Selleck's one of the great TV actors.
One of the great octogenarians you'll see out there.
Why are you knocking everybody?
What are you talking about? How's
you sound
that a
like
knock?
A moron.
How's that a knock?
Why are you knocking octogenarians?
He's one of the great ones.
You don't like Tom Selleck?
I said he's one of the great octogenarians.
But do you sincerely mean it?
I don't have an opinion about Tom Selleck. He seemed fine and
you know that he's one of the
friends.
Top 10 all-time TV people.
He is?
Sure.
Well, we're going to do a draft of that someday.
I would love that.
Biggest TV
stars.
And I'll
tell you what, I'm watching another one right now, Newhart, Bob Newhart. We went back and we're watching season one of Newhart.
It's a good show.
And my wife and I are thoroughly enjoying it.
Well, have fun.
Larry, Daryl, and Daryl have only been in one of the first five episodes. They kind of bring them in slowly. And we haven't seen Julia Duffy or Peter Scolari yet. They don't come along until later. What?
You got to see Julia Duffy early. What's going on?
See, you're mocking it. No, meanwhile, I could go home and sleep on a couch with a cat nearby.
Let's do it.
I find that to be just an atrocious
life. I'm sure I'll watch something tonight.
Life. All right, that's it. We have come to the very end of a Monday show. Thank you for listening. Thanks to Max. Back in the studio. We'll be here tomorrow. Have a good night.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.